It's Chrissy.
It's Lexi.
And we are the Problem
Addicts.
Yes. And this is the fourth episode we are recording today. We're on a roll today.
We are. Our goal is to do at least five.
At least five.
At least five.
Maybe more. So today, well, this episode, we're going to be talking about our pet peeves. But first, we have a few intro topics just for funsies.
Yes. We're both from Florida, obviously. And something a lot of people know about Florida is
the Florida Man.
The Florida Man. So we decided to research some recent Florida Man headlines, and here's what we have. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So this does not give the guy's name, but they do refer to him as Florida Man. So the headline says, Florida street racing suspect blares cops theme song during a traffic stop, deputies say. Mm. So basically, a man was accused of trying to street race in the Naples area, and as he was being pulled over, he started blaring the cops TV show theme song blaring from his speakers as he was being pulled over, according to the Collier County Sheriff's Office. It's a really short one, but it's just kind of funny.
Yeah. Mine is, I don't think it says what part of Florida it happened in, but it says, Florida man tosses Thanksgiving turkey into a pool to defrost. That's it. So.
That's funny.
I mean, points for creativity.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, what's your favorite, a funny moment you had this week?
Literally nothing, because, oh, well, my cousin. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this. She probably doesn't watch it. Listen to us anyway. But, you know, she was kind of talking about, you know, her sexual experience. Well, not her sexual experiences. Just, like, and obviously she's, like, quite a bit older than me, so it's understandable. But she was talking kind of, you know, about, like, her sex life and past boyfriends and stuff. And she was, like, to my sister and me, she was like, are you guys still virgins? And then we were like, yeah. And, like, in her mind, Caitlin and I, we were just like, she's probably making, like, an L with her fingers. She's probably like, losers!
That's funny.
Yeah.
Something funny that happened to me this week.
That didn't even happen this week. That was, like, on Thanksgiving.
Whatever. I don't know. What is something funny? I'm sure funny things have happened. Well, yesterday when I was freaking out about my hunch, and I was like, oh, I wonder who he's with. Like, what if he's with this one person? And she was like, maybe it's, like, his cousin or something. And I said, I've never heard a cousin giggle like that unless they were from Alabama. So
that's funny.
That was just a funny moment that happened. And then my favorite zodiac sign of the week. I said Cancer last time, and it's the same week, but I have to pick a different one now. You know what? Libra.
Oh, Libra, thank you.
And I love
Lexi. I guess I'm going to say Capricorn.
Yeah, you better, bitch.
Yeah. That'd be rude if I didn't.
All right. So now we're just going to get into our pet peeves. I have a lot. Like, a lot. So.
Yes.
Do you want to go first? You can start. I've been going first.
Okay. Oh, shit. You have, like, a whole ass list. She has bullet points. Mine isn't that long, but I can talk a lot about the topics that I have. So. First of all, I hate a coleslaw-ass bitch.
I hate coleslaw.
Coleslaw. I hate people. I don't even think I've ever tried it, but it looks disgusting. And I just hate people who use it on foods. With that said, I can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
With that
stutter and ramble.
Let's segue into the whole ranch dressing.
Ah, the ranch dressing.
Epidemic. What the fuck? Stop putting ranch dressing on everything. Disgusting.
I mean, I like ranch with, like, carrots, and I can have it with, like, chicken, but I'm not gonna put it on everything. I like...
Nah, it's unnecessary.
You don't like it on anything?
No.
What about carrots?
I don't eat carrots.
Oh, you don't eat vegetables.
I don't eat vegetables, and actually, I can't even eat raw vegetables.
That's why you have ulcerative colitis.
No, it's not. No,
that's what your mom says.
No, it's not. No, raw vegetables are actually awful for ulcerative colitis. Like,
I believe
dead
you.
Ass.
It's funny your mom always says that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's because Lexi only ate crackers when she was a child. Oh, that was going to be one of my roasts, that you only fucking eat crackers.
But. My bad.
All right. One of mine. Okay, these are just.
Oh, another thing that I said was raw vegetables. Like, at least cook them.
I don't really like cooked vegetables that much. Like, really? Well, I don't like warm vegetables. Well, what? Okay, no. Hold on. Let me correct myself. Soft and warm carrots annoy the fuck out of me.
See,
they're disgusting to me. I like warm broccoli and shit. I just don't like... I feel like carrots are meant to be cold.
The only vegetables I eat, and when I eat them, I obviously, like, cook them, and they're warmer. Edamame, spinach, kale.
I like asparagus a lot.
And asparagus. And I think that's honestly, yeah. I mean, like, potatoes, obviously, but I don't know if that's considered... I mean, like, it's a vegetable, but it's not, like, a healthy, healthy vegetable.
Okay. I'm gonna go through a few of mine every time because I have a lot. Yeah. So, when you send something in a group chat, but then at the same exact time you say something, someone sends like a bunch of pictures in a row and it covers up what you sent.
Oh, yeah. That's
and so
annoying.
Then you feel like no one's gonna fucking see what you were saying and answer you. And then you don't wanna repeat yourself because you think that's annoying. But I repeat myself anyway because fuck that. Mm-hmm. I always, every time someone says that, I just go, pet peeve! And I just repeat what I said. Also, when people just have horrible fucking grammar.
Oh, like, oh my God, I forgot to put that.
If English is your first language and you're mixing, and you're above the age of 11 and you're mixing up your and your or two and two, what the
fuck?
Or
like there.
Yeah, there and there. Like,
it's not that hard.
It's really not. And like, if you slip up once in a while, whatever, but like, come on.
Yeah.
I see like college kids, like,
no,
just
yeah.
Just don't know how to fucking spell.
That's so annoying. Like, grow the fuck up. I'm sorry. If you, I think you shouldn't be allowed to vote if you don't know the difference.
There should be a test every time.
I think there should.
Yep. All right. Also, when people say, this is a really dumb one, actually, but I wrote this in, like, I don't know, ninth grade. But when someone posts, like, reposts something, like, they didn't even write it, and people comment, like, preach! Like, yes, queen, preach! Like, you didn't even write you that. Didn't write Shut it. Up.
Yeah.
And then this will be my last one before we go back to yours.
Okay.
When people post, like, really giant and cliche, cringy paragraphs trying to be all deep and depression's post IG.
Oh, I hate that.
Which, okay, I get that, like, some people can rant on their spams. I don't mean, like, that, because, like, I do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, when they post, I don't know, like, when they post on their main Instagram, like, 7th grade emo stage post saying, like, people walk in and then they leave you and leave you with nothing and it would just leave you in the dust or like something like weird like that.
Yeah.
Like, that annoys me because I'm like, you're 11. Like, please sit down.
See a therapist.
like 14 year olds who do that just irk me.
Yeah. Okay. Another one of mine, this also has to do with food. People who like cold pizza over warm pizza? What the fuck?
I like them both.
No. Also, and this might kind of hurt your feelings, but
my feelings?
Yeah. Oh, girls who think bangs will cure their depression. Since you just got bangs recently.
Well, I got bangs because I like the bangs.
Okay. then that's different.
I like curtain bangs, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think people just impulsively cut their hair because they, like, need change or something.
I think so, too.
Which I get. I do that, obviously.
Yeah. And then my other one is, not every influencer has to be a singer or an actress.
Oh, my God. Dixie D'Amelio.
Literally the most... I can say with confidence that I'm not even, like, that great of a singer or whatever. Like, I'm not, like... if I auditioned for American Idol, I probably wouldn't get in. But, like, I can say with confidence I'm a better singer than she is.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's getting all these opportunities to make... with her, like, mediocre voice. Like, I'm sorry. It's fine. It's mediocre, though. And, like, there's so many other people who are way more talented than her that should be getting these opportunities, and it's like purely based on luck, and like, good for her for taking the opportunities. Like, it's not like she should decline
how
them.
Does that song go? It's like, I was really like
it's like, one day I was really 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 sad.
Yeah, that,
like, what, like a second grader
in your mansion.
In your mansion.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. When people's profile pictures are their recent picture they just posted, I don't know why it bothers me so much, but it just bothers me. I can't explain it.
Makes sense. I don't even think I posted my profile picture, like, on my
Instagram. Yeah, I usually don't post my profile picture. That's the thing. I don't know why it bothers me. It just does.
Yeah.
let me skip a few. When people self-diagnose themselves.
Oh, like, that's so annoying.
Angela, just because you like rainbow order things, it doesn't mean you have OCD. Shut mm-hmm. the fuck up. Like, yeah. you have no idea what OCD is like. Literally. That pisses me off. That's because so I feel annoying. Like OCD is also such like a, like people try to use it as a personality trait where they're like, oh my God, like I
Because I'm OCD organized. So,
like, do you literally have no fucking idea how fucking annoying yeah. it is.
Yeah.
Or like people who say they have like ADHD.
And they don't. And they've never been diagnosed.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, I mean, if you think you have something, go, you know, try to seek out that help. Don't just be like, yeah, I have it. I'm so quirky.
Right. Just because like a BuzzFeed quiz says you have ADHD. Like, actually seek professional help.
Yeah. When people are taking too long to do something and I'm in a hurry. I
mean, I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. When people are in a contest or something. Oh my God, this annoys the fuck out of me.
What?
When they're in a contest or something, or they're auditioning for something, and they're like, I'm gonna lose in front of the judge or whatever, or if they're saying, like, oh. giving disclaimers, like, I sound really bad today, like, I'm sorry. If they're like, I'm so gonna lose, I suck. Like, shut the fuck up.
And it's even more annoying when they're actually really good.
I know, and what I always do if I don't think I sounded the best I did, what I do, like, if I'm in an audition, as I'm walking out of the room, I'll, like, cough into my arm.
Oh, that's smart.
So they're like, oh, she's sick.
Okay, wait, can I say mine now?
Yeah.
I hate a take-me-back bitch. You know, one of those bitches, like, they...
Like, they posted a picture from a trip, and they're like, take me back.
Yeah, but it'll be, like, from 2015, and they keep on posting pictures from that specific trip. Like, okay, I'm trying to think of a name. Becky, like, we get it. You went to Italy in 2015. It doesn't have to be an entire personality trait. And with that, I also hate Disney adults. Adults that are obsessed with Disney. Like, please. Like, you can like Disney, but it's, like, as soon as I see an adult, like a grown-ass adult with Mickey Mouse ears. Like, that's where I draw the line.
Please. Also, when going back to the bad grammar thing, when people use bad grammar and then you call them out on it and they use the excuse, this isn't English class. Yeah. No, but it's the fucking English language. Like,
literally. Please
make yourself at least look literate.
And it's especially embarrassing on their part when they're trying to make a valid argument, or they're trying to write about something deep, and it's just filled with grammatical mistakes.
Then I can't take them seriously.
I can't take them seriously.
I'm like, are you 13? Like, yeah. I don't take them seriously.
Yeah.
Also, when people look at a headline and assume everything, especially Twitter politics, makes me want to scream.
No, I know.
It's so fucking idiotic.
I think, here's my hot take. I think that a lot of us, especially, like, in this generation, we all act like we know more than we actually do.
Right.
And about politics, about everything, really. And I think it needs to stop. I think we need to normalize saying, hey, I don't know enough about this topic to really have an opinion.
Right.
So. Oh.
Oh, I didn't know if you were saying or me. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. This was, oh, yep, I definitely wrote this freshman year because my friend would say this all the time. I hated it when people, like, don't say the full word. Like, instead of bitch, they'd be like, bit.
Oh, I say bit.
They'd be like, right, I like a bit. Like,
I say bitch, but, like, and when I'm typing, I also, like, I like a bit.
Anyway, when people give up too easily, that annoys me.
Me.
I look right to Lexi. Also, a lot of these are dumb. When people make possessive things plural, like if they say, it's Thursdays. It's not Thursday apostrophe S. It's just
Thursdays. Oh, yeah. Or like when they're like, I'm an independent woman, but like they spell.
And then they make it plural. Well,
they're like, but then they spell woman like W-O-M-E-N. Like,
yeah, like. You're multiple women.
Like, okay, miss multiple personality.
And also when people are fucking like normal people versus me. Or, like, what do you define as a normal person? Or, like, yeah. when people say people are basic or over-exaggerate how they're not like most girls, like, what even is, like, society's definition of weird? Society tells you to be yourself, but then they also tell you to be unique and be weird. Yeah. And if a girl likes Starbucks and is being herself, then you call her a basic bitch. Like, please make up your mind.
Make up
like,
your mind.
Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense yeah. to me. Like, if a fucking, I don't know, Christian girl, autumn girl yeah. wants her Starbucks.
She can have her Starbucks.
Karen can have her Starbucks. As long as she's not rude.
Yeah.
Do you want to go? Are you out of them?
I'm out of them.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
I'm sure I'll think more. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. When people post, oh my God, this is such a middle school thing. When people would like post pictures, obviously trying to like look cute or post on Instagram, and the caption is like, I'm so ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up, Susie. No. We know a girl named Susie. We're not talking about
you,
Susie.
About you.
But, like, shut the fuck up. I don't know, Trinity. Like, you know you look hot. Like, shut up. Then, oh, my God. When you're washing your hands and the water, like, runs down your arms. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. But then also, like, when you're washing your hands.
When you're wearing long sleeves.
And it, oh, gets on your sleeves.
It's the worst fucking thing.
Yeah.
Oh, when people put the dollar sign after the number.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, what the fuck?
It's not the number dollar sign. It's the dollar it's sign number. Like,
you shouldn't be able to make money if you don't know that.
Also, when people shush me. Like, don't fucking shush me.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It makes me. When people try to shush me, I just keep talking.
Yeah,
I finish what I'm saying louder. And then I'm quieter.
Yeah.
Like, it pisses me off. Yeah. Also, when people. This is. Another thing that's, like, a lot of these are really petty and stupid. They're just, like, little, that's why they're pet mm-hmm. peeves. They just bother me because it's not like these people are doing anything wrong. Like, go live your lives. But when people I don't know sit near me in a restaurant, like, if there are a bunch of other tables around me and you can sit across the room, don't sit fucking next to me.
Well, sometimes that's just the hostess, though, like.
No, like, host. At sit-downs.
Like, yeah, the host like, will bring you to your table.
No, like at ones where you can just, like, choose your seat.
Oh, like a Panera or whatever.
Yeah, like Panera or, like, Golden Corral or whatever. I was like, why?
Oh, okay.
Just fucking go sit over there because then they talk too loud and I can't hear.
I guess that makes
and
sense.
I can't tell
yeah.
my stories. When people tell me to chill, it makes me want to kill myself.
Yeah. Also, when I
mean,
I
it makes me want to kill them.
When I see, like, an acquaintance in public, like, I don't like that.
Oh,
like I will hide.
When you're on your way to go somewhere or doing something and you're like, or like you're just in the middle of something and that something starts interfering with that, like
okay.
it could be a very minor inconvenience. I just don't like inconveniences.
I think that's a popular opinion.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I hate pick me girls.
Mm.
Like, especially yeah. girls that like try to be one of the boys and in the process of doing so,
Mia Riddle. No.
they like betray their
girlfriends.
Oh, their girlfriends or right. put them second. Like, that's just so.
Mm-hmm.
And like they totally disregard like their own values and stuff just to fit in. Well, not, and this doesn't even just apply to girls wanting to fit in with boys, just people wanting to fit into a certain group in general. Like they.
Right.
They, like, put their beliefs and whatever and their morals to the side because they cared more about
the fitting in.
Yeah.
The group. Yeah. When a plate or a bowl is, like, this happens with cereal a lot or, like, salad or popcorn, and you want to, like, mix the food around. Like, at Chipotle, if they give me a bowl, but I want to mix it, but it's super full, mm-hmm. and then you think you're going to, all the food's going to spill out,
uh-huh.
that pisses me
Makes
off.
Sense.
When someone has the same dress or outfit as me, I'm furious.
Yeah. Also, okay, oh, I just thought of one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you're at, like, one of those restaurants, like Panera, Chipotle, or whatever, when they have, like, a soda fountain, but you want water,
mm-hmm.
and you end up pressing...
Oh, like
what
the
you
water
think is
button.
Water, but then it soda ends up coming
or
out.
Or when you do press the water button, but, like, some of the soda aftertaste is still
yeah.
there. Yeah. Yeah, it always has, like, this lemony taste. I think that's probably why they put it on the lemonade one usually.
Yeah.
So, like, because lemon water is not horrible.
Horrible,
so
yeah.
it's, like, it makes it tolerable if it fucks it up, or as opposed to, like, root beer.
Yeah.
Also, when I'm running a dance, or if I'm trying to run through something, or just rehearsing something, or marking something, and not doing it full out, and bitches try to fucking give me pointers or critique me, shut the fuck up.
Like, don't give me critiques unless I ask.
Exactly. And I'm not even doing it full out. I'm trying to run something for myself, and you don't even need to be watching me. Like, also, just when I forget earbuds, that fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And when people, when people put the emphasis on the wrong part of a word, like, I remember someone's mom one time, instead of saying cranberry, she was like, cranberry.
Oh, ew.
I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh, that reminds me of another one, and I don't know how to articulate it, like, properly, but it's like, oh, that sounds good. but basically, when someone uses a big word in, or any word for that matter, in the wrong context. Like, Caitlin, my sister, will do this all the time.
Really?
I can't really think of an example. She'll... Let me think of one. She'll be like... I hate him. It's so meticulous. Like, girl, do you even know what meticulous means?
She's gonna listen to this and be like, what the fuck?
I mean...
Yeah.
Truth hurts.
Oh, my God. I really used to hate the word nut when people said, like, bust a nut. I always hated that.
Oh, really?
I don't know why it bothered me, but it did. And then, okay, I know this isn't their fault at all, and I sound like such
a Karen. Oh, my God. Yes.
I sound like such a fucking asshole when I say this, and this isn't their fault whatsoever, and they're just doing their job, and they're totally fine. But when you're in the middle of a conversation or whatever at a restaurant, and the waiter or waitress interrupts your conversation to, like, ask something, or, like, it's not their fault. I hate being interrupted.
It too. Yeah.
So I'm just like,
yeah, literally.
Also, oh my God, right when you go to click on something, an ad or a notification pops up, and then you click that instead.
Yeah.
That's so fucking annoying.
And I think they do that on purpose too.
And also, when people don't fucking, like, listen or respond to you when you're saying something to them, like when they're literally sitting right there and they just don't open their ears, and then when people make things obvious that aren't subtle when they should be.
So can you give an example?
I don't even know when I wrote this.
Okay.
When people make things obvious and aren't subtle when they I guess if you're saying like, oh yeah, and they're over, I don't know, like, if maybe, like, I don't know, like, if a crush is over there or something, and instead of being subtle, like, oh, yeah, like, don't look now, or be like, oh, yeah, don't look now, or, like, I don't know, or just, like, if you're talking to them and be, I don't even know what I really meant by that, but I'm guessing it's something like that, just when people are, like, trying to be obnoxious on purpose.
Yeah.
I think that annoys me.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know when I wrote these. I'm gonna skip that one. When people take my phone and won't give it back, even though it's my fucking phone.
Yes!
My friend Anna used to do this to me all the time. She'd take my phone, and I'd try to take it back, and she'd like clutch it. And I'm like, bitch, it's my phone.
That kind of reminds me, like, when you let someone borrow your charger, and you're like, hey, can I have my charger back?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, it's still charging.
It's still charging. Like, bitch, it's my charger.
I let you borrow it. This is charity.
Charity.
And then lastly, when people try to compete with who has it worse.
Oh, my God.
This is probably my biggest pet peeve ever. It's just...
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. I can say I'm tired without you being like, oh, yeah? Well, I only had 1.5 hours of sleep.
I haven't slept since 1941.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Like,
just let people express their feelings, and not everything's a competition.
Someone's always going to have it worse than you.
Yes.
So shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyway.
So with that, I think we're done.
Yeah, I mean, that was a lot.
That's a lot. We hate a lot of things.
We're very hateful people.
And there's definitely more.
Oh, I'm sure. But, I mean, again, do you. Just
do you.
Don't be rude. A lot of these things are very, like, minute.
Yeah.
Not very big deals at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just little pet peeves.
Yeah.
But improve on your chest.
Improve on your grammar, though, folks.
Oh, please. Improve your grammar.
That's the one thing where I'm like, okay, do better.
Do better. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, addicts. I can't speak. Oh, my God. This is our fourth recording. We have, like, another one. Yeehaw. I'm excited, though.
I'm excited, too. We're on a roll.
Alrighty. Follow our Instagram, probaddicts, and our main socials.
Yes, Lexi K. Brandt
and Chrissy Alexander.
Bye, addicts!